And my name's Patrick, and I'm delighted to have your company, and I'm also surrounded by people tonight who are from SongCycle, who are going to be chatting away with us this evening. So, good evening. Yeah, I'm not sure how clear that was, but still, never mind. Can you tell us what are you going to be here for tonight? Why are you here to chat to me tonight?
We're going to sing you some songs tonight, albeit recorded. We're going to tell you about our cycle ride that we're doing next Saturday. And generally, we're going to tell you about what SongCycle do.
Right, that should be really interesting. And you've got your own CD as well, haven't you?
That's right. It was recorded in Worcester Cathedral when we were there last October.
Splendid. Thank you. So the guys will be chatting away about everything that they've just said there, about all of their music and about the bike ride that's beginning to happen next Saturday, and how you might be able to sponsor them or anyone else, or indeed just even be involved yourself. There's still time for that. Also tonight, as ever, you'll be able to request a song for the programme. You can just email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. You can join us in the chat room, where we've already got three people there already. Good evening to Connor and Shrimper Gary and Lee, who are there in the chat room tonight already. And no doubt they'll be chatting about whatever they choose to chat about, which is what happens. But you can join them for that as well if you like. Second hour, we'll be looking at one or two news items that you might have missed, and we might even be dropping in one or two one-liners of Joan Rivers tonight as well. So that's your Friday evening entertainment here on Phoenix. Do make sure you keep it with us, won't you?
You're listening to Friday Night Extra on Phoenix 98 FM.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And getting us underway tonight with the music, here's a track from Dolly Parton's very successful Blue Smoke album.
What will I do when you're gone? Who's gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do? When somebody knocks at the door, someone new walks in, I will smile and shake their hand, but you can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was me and you since way back when, but you can't make old friends.
on the stage all alone, and I hear the music begin.
We all know the show must go on, but you can't make old friends.
No.
Parton and Kenny Rogers, of course, and my friends around here said that doesn't sound much like Dolly Parton when it started quite right. It's Kenny Rogers and with her, and that comes from the Blue Smoke album, and that's called Old Friends. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock here on a Friday night. If you're looking for something to do in a few weeks' time,
join me, Steve Robertson, every Saturday for Between the Lines. Each week, the spotlight's on local sport, local events for the weekend, and looking to the week ahead. I'll also be playing some good music for your Saturday afternoon. Between the Lines with me, Steve Robertson, here on Phoenix FM, each and every Saturday from 12 till 2.
Actually, that's Steve tomorrow lunchtime. I meant this.
Come and join us for another awesome Phoenix Friday with Papa John's Pizza, Brentwood. Friday, the 26th of September, appearing live, The Aim, Dukes.
You see?
Fantastic live acts and only £7 a ticket if you book ahead. Get your ticket reserved now. Full event details on phoenixfm.com. Friday, 26th of September, Old Brentwoods on Ashwells Road. Phoenix Friday with Papa John's Pizza, Brentwood.
Phoenix FM.
Text Patrick now. 0779 298 298.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
So we'll have a look at one or two events that are happening over this weekend. Tomorrow there is the annual flower show organised by the Billericay Horticultural Society. That's at 2 o'clock and you can find that at the Methodist Church Hall, Western Road in Billericay. Free entry of refreshments available. Tomorrow evening, 7:30, there's an outdoor screening of the film Captain Phillips. This is organised by the Essex Outdoor Cinema. You'll find this in Weald Country Park, Weald Road, South Weald in Brentwood. Bring your own blankets, chairs and picnics. Food and drink is also available on the site, and that's £10. On Sunday from 10 o'clock, there's the Stock Donkey Derby organised by the Lions Club of Brentwood. That's at Brooks Farm, Ingatestone Road in Stock. Family Fun Day, where older children can take part in donkey racing. Expect a barbecue, licensed bar, children's theatre, inflatables, face painting, miniature railway and more. All money raised goes straight back into the local community and charities. And that's cost you £2 and the children go in for £1. Also on Sunday from 1 o'clock through until 6 o'clock, the Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary Open Day and Dog Show, which is happening at the little farm Buttsbury near Ingatestone. Entries for the Fun Dog Show cost £1.50 and will be taken from 1 o'clock with various classes including Best Hero Dog, Cutest Puppy and Best Tail Wagger. Honestly, there'll also be a kids gymkhana and hobby horses. Please bring your own if you prefer to race with it. An egg and spoon race, children's corner, lots of stalls and music by Midnight Blue as you enjoy your refreshments. That's £4 and children go in for free if they are under 16. And that's some of your events happening across this weekend.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
And if you have an event that you'd like Brentwood Billericay and indeed the world to know about, then you can just email it to us, radio@phoenixfm.com, or you can go to our website and you go to Contact Us, and then you go to the drop-down menu that says Events, and you can put that event in there. And don't forget, 6,500 people check out our website every single day for something or another. So why shouldn't they be seeing your events that is taking place?
Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM for Brentwood and Billericay.
And before we chat to our guys here from Song Cycle, this is Paul Simon from the Graceland album, back in the charts at the moment, and this is Your Mother.
A long time ago, yeah, before you was born, dude, when I was still single and life was great, I held this job as a traveling salesman that kept me moving from state to state. Well, I'm standing on a corner of Lafayette, state of Louisiana, wondering where a city boy could go to get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, catch a little bit of those Cajun girls dancing beside a cone.
Paul Simon, and that's called Your Mother, comes from the Graceland album, which is, I say, selling well again at the moment. And if you enjoyed Elliot before me tonight, well, you can catch him again next week.
Hi, Elliot Smith here, and if you're a fan of music like this, or this, or even this, you may be interested in listening to my show Amplify on Phoenix FM every Friday evening between 6 and 8. In addition to a selection of great current and new music, we have the occasional guest, fabulous features, and talking from myself. So make sure you tune in to Phoenix FM every Friday evening between 6 and 8 to listen to Amplify with me, Elliot Smith.
That's Elliot, who we enjoyed tonight as ever, and he'll be with us next week. So, guys, you've been very good to have to put up to listening to all of this. So, again, can you tell us, because people are tuning in all the time, why are you here tonight?
We're here because we're Song Cycle, we enjoy singing, and we're going to tell you all about ourselves.
Okay, so how did you guys manage to get into doing all of this in the first place?
Well, Song Cycle was formed in 1996 following our first combined entry into the Friends of Essex Church's sponsored bike ride, where instead of just cycling from church to church, we decided, as we were all choristers at St Thomas's in Brentwood, we should sing a different four-part motet in each one. Since then, we've progressed from singing just sacred music to popular music, and we're still doing the bike ride, and this 19th year is next Saturday.
Right, okay. And who had the original idea of actually that you should do this? Okay, who had the... Yeah.
I think that was probably me.
Right, okay. And, because it's... I mean, was the idea originally we're gonna be riding in the bicycle ride anyway? Perhaps we should do something else.
Well, I think the bike ride happened. I come from Norfolk, and many of the counties do a sponsored cycle ride. And some of my friends, we had sung something in each church. I'd come down to Brentwood to work in one of the schools in Brentwood. Found these guys here and thought, well, we can do the same here. We cycle around. Why can't we sing?
Excellent. Sounds like a very good thing to be doing. Okay. And so obviously, guys, this is something that you enjoy doing?
Massively, yes. Even though it's not done very often, certainly in my case.
Right, okay. So does that mean you don't ride the bike very often?
No.
So it's an annual event to come out and get the bike?
Correct.
Okay, excellent. Good, okay. And do you do much training for riding the bike?
Well, I unfortunately had a bit of an accident around this time last year, so I've not been on my bike since. But before that, I did quite a bit of training. I know Richard's probably dusted his bike off sometime this week.
Not yet, I haven't.
Naughty boy. And I know Nick's got a tandem and enjoys going out on his bike, so very occasionally. But
okay, good. Well, thanks, guys. Okay, well, let's hear the track that actually introduces who you all are.
Four little boys from Mile are we, bright as a button we can be, singing oh so joyful, joyfully. Four little boys from choir, I sing out joy very high. La 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 la. I don't know, but don't know why.
I sing bass down here, do I?
He sings bass down here, does he?
Why?
Four little boys from choir. Four little boys from choir.
Sun cycle.
We cycle around the churches here, singing songs that make us weary, raising cash for charity.
Charity?
Four little boys from choir. Four little boys from choir.
Jump, 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 jump.
I say no.
I sing tenor far too loud.
Far too loud.
I sing notes like charming found.
Four little boys from choir.
Three little boys from choir.
Me. We're four little boys who misbehave.
Four little boys who need a shave.
Four little boys who just in pain.
Four little boys from choir.
Four little boys from choir.
Four little boys from choir.
Bright as a button we can be, singing oh so joyfully.
If it's only a beer,
four little boys from choir.
Four little boys from
four little boys from choir are we.
Little boys from choir.
I pray to see.
That song cycle, they're singing, first of all, Four Little Boys, and then Holy is the True Light, and they're my guests here in the studio this evening.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. Body Talk with me, Mel Watson, 7 p.m. every Wednesday, whether it's medical, holistic or alternative therapies. Find out what's available. Make your own choices and take responsibility for your own health. Diet, nutrition, exercise. Guest medical professionals. Body Talk with me, Mel Watson. 7 p.m. every Wednesday, brought to you by Spire Hartswood Hospital.
Phoenix 98 FM, Patrick Sherring.
And good evening. If you've just tuned in tonight, something of a special tonight, really interesting to have in us, with us tonight, our friends from Song Cycle, and you've already heard two tracks from them this evening. Now, guys, we sang about where these things were recorded. So the tracks that we just heard, could you tell me where they were likely to have been recorded?
Yeah, it was on our recent tour to Worcester Cathedral back in October. And those particular tracks were probably recorded in the Cathedral Song School where we rehearse.
Right, okay. So so you organised like a tour for yourselves to go where to exactly?
Different cathedrals every year, as well as doing our secular concerts. We love to sing sacred music. Choral even songs are our speciality. So we try to make a habit of going away every October to a different cathedral. Last year was Worcester. In the past, we've done Exeter, Bath Abbey. The list goes on. And this year, we're lucky enough to sing at Chichester Cathedral.
Right. So that will be an amazing thing actually to do, won't it? Be a really interesting experience for it. Okay. So next Saturday. So what exactly is happening next Saturday?
Well, next Saturday is the sponsored cycle ride. We enjoy cycling around the churches and singing something in each one for sponsorship mainly.
Okay, so thank you very much. With apologies that we're still having trouble with that microphone. I don't quite know why that should be the case. So I'm going to actually come away from you for that one. So next Saturday, the Friends of Essex bike ride. What is that actually all about then?
Well, the sponsored Ride and Stride, as they call it, has been going for some years now, and it doesn't just happen in Essex, it happens in all other counties around the country. And the idea is that you get on your bike, or indeed a horse, or even a boat, any form of non-motorised transport is allowed, and you collect sponsorship and you visit churches. And we have visited over the last 18 years, we have in fact now visited 606 churches.
Right.
We've cycled 623 miles and we have sung 283 motets. And so far we've managed to raise £32,000 for the Friends of Essex Churches Trust. And they help little churches keep the roof on, keep the water out, keep the rain and wind out, so that these wonderful little buildings are kept in reasonable condition.
Excellent. I wonder if anybody actually ever does do it in a boat, as you mentioned about earlier on.
Somebody did do it in
a boat.
Is that
right, really?
Yeah, they rowed up the Crouch, I do believe, and I think that was Roland Platt from St Thomas's in Brentwood.
Wow, what a fantastic thing to have done that was, wasn't it? Fantastic. Excellent. And so how many years did you say you guys have been doing this?
We started doing it together in 1996.
Right, okay. So I can't work that out. So
this year will be our 19th ride together.
19th. Year and raised all that money. Fantastic. The route that you'll be going on this year, because some people might want to actually go and hear you singing, as it were, make sure they are at a particular church, and then be there. So perhaps you could tell us a little bit, one of you, about all of that.
Well, we're going to start cycling in and around Harlow at St Mary's Latin, and going through Harlow, the Lavers, Matchings, Hatfield Heath, Hatfield Broadoak, Shearing, Old Harlow, and finally back to Latin. Probably very tired by that.
I should think you would be very tired by then. Okay, and what sort of time will you be beginning?
We're going to be beginning at 9 o'clock.
Right, okay, so, and what time do you reckon you'll be finishing?
Well, Who knows, really? But about 6 o'clock, two-minute time, hopefully.
Right, wonderful. Jolly good. Okay, well, that's obviously something you enjoy doing and something that's really valuable and really good. Let's have the next track of yours that we're going to have. Perhaps somebody, one of you could tell us a little bit about this track, which is called Surprisingly Noddy. I think that's the next one.
Is it?
Oh, no, actually, before we have Noddy, we're going to have Holy Is True Light.
That was recorded in the chapel at Worcester.
Chapter House.
In the Chapter House in Worcester, which is a glorious circular building with one central column. The acoustic is quite amazing, and I think you'll probably agree when you hear it that it doesn't sound like four men singing.
Just saying that actually obviously to do to the amazing acoustic of where that was recording, you would never know that actually that was simply four voices. So just absolutely amazing. Okay, we're just going to go round the table here now, and everyone's going to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about what they do apart from riding the bike and singing.
Hello, well, I'm Richard, Richard Baker. I'm a freelance building surveyor. That's my profession. I work from home and I service the Brentwood area, particularly doing surveys and drawings and planning applications for residential property. I started singing at the age of 7 in St Thomas's Choir in Brentwood, and I'm still there 53 years later.
Fantastic. Okay, my friend.
Hello, I'm Brian Lynn. I was trained as a professional trombone player and spent most of my life doing that. However, I made a small retirement from that about 7 years ago, and now I find I'm just busier than ever doing all sorts of stuff, including song cycle arrangements and all sorts of other things. I'm a present speciality cheese coordinator at Calcott Hall Farm, set up a cheese department there, and that's proving to be wonderful news for the farm. I'm also manager at St Thomas's Church Centre. I do a lot of professional chauffeuring. my diary is just so much more full than it was when I was a trombone player.
Right, do you like cheese?
I like cheese very much. I think all the chaps here like cheese. Okay. And occasionally, I bring a cheese board into one of our local pubs so that we can tuck in with our beer and cheese.
Sounds like a good thing. Okay, next.
My name's Sam Adams. I'm the newest member, as the others like to keep mentioning. I'm not a founder member, although the group was formed in 1996. I joined in 2008. But I do remind them I am the youngest member as well. I'm a music teacher. I teach music at St Edward's School in Romford. Also the director of music at St Thomas's Church. I, like Brian and Richard, joined the church choir aged 7. And I've been at St Thomas's for 20 years now. So continuing that tradition. I used to go to Headley Altar School in Brentwood, where Nick, sat to my left, was my music teacher, so he's got a lot to answer for. And in my spare time, apart from cycling and eating cheese, I also like to compose music and arrange various bits and bobs.
Excellent, that's good. Well, eating cheese, of course, is very important. Nick, well...
Hi, good evening. My name's Nick Rayner. Well, I was born and brought up in Norwich, and I joined Norwich Cathedral Choir when I was 9, really? Following my dad's footsteps, and came there to be head chorister in the end. And after training in Durham to be a teacher, I came to the Brentwood area, and I've taught in a number of Brentwood schools, including the now-closed Headley Walter, unfortunately. That's closed, where indeed I did teach Sam. I've just finished a job in Harlow, where we'll be cycling around. I'll be cycling past my old school. And I now teach at Farrington School in Chislehurst in Kent.
Right, thank you very much. OK, let's go back to over here, because I understand that you're going to take all the responsibility for Noddy. Is that right?
I am indeed. Take responsibility for rather a lot of the repertoire in the Soul Cycle, but it's quite a lot of fun involved in putting these pieces together, sometimes from large forces into just our four voices. It's quite a challenge. I love doing it very much. So here's the Noddy.
Obviously a Phoenix FM exclusive there, because I don't think you'd hear that on any other radio station. But that's Song Cycle's version of Noddy, which is pretty amazing. And I understand within the repertoire at some time there has also been Postman Pat and Bob the Builder as well. But unfortunately, we haven't got that tonight. We just have to make do with Noddy. You're going to be doing a concert tomorrow night, is that right?
Yes, tomorrow evening at 7:30 we are doing a concert at All Saints Church in Purley in Essex. The concert starts, as I said, at 7:30, and if anybody is interested, tickets are available at the door. You will, as the Bishop, ex-Bishop of Chelmsford, said one day, you will be guaranteed a wonderful standard of entertainment.
Well, you know, everybody who's listening to that tonight is obviously going to know that anyway, aren't they? Because they're hearing you singing tonight, and they will be thinking, you know, we've never heard anything quite like this before. What a wonderful sense of enjoyment we'll obviously get from going for a concert.
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah.
One of the other things that we've learned to do, or at least I've perhaps learned to do over the years doing these secular music concerts, is put the odd amusing anecdote or story in between the songs.
Okay, are we going to hear one of those now?
I can tell you one.
Okay.
They all have to be, because most of them, of course, are told in church or the church hall. They have to be very clean.
Of course.
So I will just tell you this joke about an Englishman, an Irishman and a Scotsman were in a pub, strangely enough, talking about their sons one day. "My son was born on St. George's Day," commented the Englishman. "So we obviously decided to call him George." "Well, that's a real coincidence," remarked the Scot. "As you see, I can't do accents. My son was born on St. Andrew's Day, so obviously we decided to call him Andrew." "Well, that's incredible. What a coincidence," said the Irishman. "Exactly the same thing happened to my son, Pancake."
Marvellous. Is that an original joke? Did you make that one yourself?
No, I didn't.
Okay, jolly good. Did you? Okay, no, we've already done kind of like what we wanted. Okay, we've got... So people are going to be able to go to that tomorrow. Will they be able to buy the CD there if they wanted to?
Yes, we will have that CD for sale at the price of £10. And that goes towards our fundraising, which helps us afford to go and sing in the wonderful cathedrals around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I was wondering about that, because obviously that must be relatively expensive to go and do that.
It is. We do actually take our wives or girlfriends with us, which gives them the opportunity to enjoy the music in the cathedral as well. And it does cost a little bit to stay away, obviously, for a week. So what we try and do is save up our funds from the CD sales to pay for that. We are currently... applying for charitable status with Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, but unfortunately they seem to be a little bit slow, so I shall have to telephone them next week again to see how they're getting on.
Oh yeah, they take their time to do anything like that. They're asking in the chat room here, have you ever been abroad to sing in any churches?
Not together. We have individually, or we have with other choirs, been abroad some years ago. Some of us went to tour of Germany singing in a church choir, and that was very enjoyable. That's a larger group than just the four of us, but I think possibly at the moment that may be cost prohibitive.
Yeah, well, of course, I'm sure that does cost a bit of money, but there you go. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now the last track that we're going to hear tonight is called, Slow Train. So this is a bit unusual in relation to the other things we've had. Perhaps one of you'd like to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think it commemorates Dr. Beeching's axing of many of the railways in the late 60s. Unfortunate that those railways have gone. And this song mentions many of the stations people of a certain age will remember.
Millersdale, Fortyswell, Kirby Munslow, and Mocon, and Scholar Green. No more will I go to Blandford Forum and Maltimore. On the slow train from Midsummer Norton and Mumby Road, no chance, no porter, no cat on a seat, at Shorten come hardy or chance. We won't be meeting again on the slow train,
the slow train.
I'll travel no more from Littleton Batty to Shopenshaw. At Longstanton I'll stand with
Song Cycle, and that's the last of the tracks of theirs that we're listening to tonight, and that was called A Slow Train. Now, guys, I can see that you're all wearing very interesting T-shirts here, and I actually, if I just put it on the webcam, let me see. Hang on, let's just there we are. Those of you who are watching, here you are, you can see one there. Can you tell us about the T-shirts, and in particular, whose logos are on there?
Well, they were kindly given to us by the Brentwood Brewing Company. As fans of real ale, for the sake of a better way of putting it, we're all great lovers of real ale. And we've been lucky enough, Roland at the Brentwood Brewing Company has donated the odd barrel of beer for us so that we can give it away at our concerts.
Right.
Do them
okay.
In Brentwood at St Thomas's. He's very good enough to give us a barrel of beer for our last concert we did, which was part of the Brentwood Arts Festival Week. We didn't charge any entry fee. We just had a retiring collection. We provided some refreshments together with this barrel of beer. We were lucky enough to raise over £500 just by singing a few songs and giving away a little bit of beer. I thought that was marvellous. Thank you to the Brentwood Brewing Company.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the logo on our shirts is, of course, the Brentwood Brewing Company.
All right, okay. And do I assume you're going to go off to just celebrate with the Brentwood Brewing Company tonight when you come from here?
I think we may go and do that. After all that singing, I think we could be a little thirsty.
I think, you know, that might just be the case, mightn't it? It might just be. I think you've obviously earned your beer tonight. Okay, guys, so is there anything lined up in terms of, like, concerts and things locally, sort of at St Thomas's Church or anything like this, in the foreseeable future?
There will, of course, be one sometime next year, but in the meantime, we have got concerts in other parts of Essex to do. There is one, I believe, in... Oh, where are we next? Oh, no, the next one is in Suffolk, or
right.
Is it Norfolk? Hoxton, that's near Diss. We're doing that on the 27th of September, and then we're doing a Christmas concert in Hatfield Heath, just before Christmas.
Right, great. Okay, well, thank you all very much for coming in tonight. I hope hope you've enjoyed yourselves just coming here and seeing a little bit of our local radio in action.
Thank you, Patrick. It has been quite enjoyable.
Good, totally good. Okay, cheers, guys. Thank you very much. I hope it all goes well when it's the cycle ride. And how many miles are you anticipating doing each? 35 miles. I'm exhausted just hearing about it. Okay, guys, thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.